Okay. Getting a lot of shilas recently about Thanksgiving ka, you know, Hanukkah and Thanksgiving coming out on the same day, and what halachic ramifications that might have. So there's only one, really, as far as I know, as far as I can tell, and that is that on Thanksgiving, many people have a big feast, a big su'uda, and there is a halacha in general, nothing to do with Hilchos Hanukkah per se, but it applies to Hanukkah also, that one is not allowed to eat before doing a mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah, it's incumbent upon you to do at a given time, a person is not allowed to eat before doing that mitzvah. So, for instance, someone sent me a Shaila yesterday that they're going to be having their Thanksgiving feast with all their family, everyone at their house, starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, one day of on Thursday, which is obviously Hanukkah, and it's going to go until whatever 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. It's going to go well into the evening. So they're at their own home; they have no problem. They could easily light candles whenever they want. They could stop the meal and light candles. The question is: are they even allowed to do that? Can they even start the meal and continue to eat the meal up until the time to light Hanukkah candles? Someone else told me they're going to be by their parents' house for Thanksgiving feast, and then they're going to go to their in-laws' house for their Thanksgiving feast, and then they're eventually going to come home back to their own apartment afterwards. What do they do about that Neros Chanukah? So this is a sugya that, again, is not a Hilchos Chanukah sugya, although the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Chanukah, in Tafrei Shayin Beis, in Sifkat Nyud, the Mishnah Berurah says, Va'afilu lilmod asr mishigiyaz mana, v'kolshkein achila v'shar dvarim, v'afilu hischol posek. You're not allowed to learn, certainly not allowed to eat and do other things when the Zman has arrived, and even if you began to eat, you would have to stop when the Zman arrived. But that's the question. What does that mean? You have to stop. When do you have to stop? You have to stop when the Zman arrives. That would make things easy if you are at your own house and you're having Suda. So you'll stop when the Zman arrives. You're going to stop anyway. So you can light Neros right then and then you go back to the Suda. It wouldn't cause any problems. Or maybe no. Maybe you have to stop even before the Zman arrives. A half hour before the Zman arrives. Magen Avraham in Tafrei Shayin Beis Sifkat and Hay writes, V'tov lahadli kodem achila. You should light Neros Chanukah before you eat. V'rashal kasav dafilu lilmarasu mishigez manavafilu hischil posek. So all he talks about is the Zman achila, that you have to be madlik. The Zman adlaka, that you have to be madlik before you eat. And this is quoted by the Chayyadam, by the Aruch HaShulchan. Sounds like mishigez mana, when the Zman actually arrives. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Magen Avraham, and then in Sharetzion on the bottom in Sifkat Nei, he writes, Ube'emes yesh lahachmir ba'od chatzi sha'a kodem, that we should be machmir an additional half hour before. Elu mayri b'bnei adam shem spalim arvis b'zmanav im kein chatzi sha'a kodem la'afach yasim mishum kriya shema. But we're talking about people who were davening mariv anyway during that zman, and therefore anyway they're not going to be eating a half hour beforehand. But in terms of the actual halacha by Neros Chanukah, if you take mariv out of the equation, says Mishmur, you should really stop a half hour in advance. So you're not supposed to eat. So now we have to define what's called eating. If you're not supposed to eat a half hour in advance, how do we define what's considered a legitimate eating? So in the Chaber in Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Gimel, what's in Reish Lamed Beis? Reish Lamed Beis is halachas of tefilas mincha. So you're not allowed to do certain things when the Zman of Mincha arrives. So in Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, V'adas v'lechol su'da katana, haynu kishe koveya l'su'uda. Avalitom, haynu achilas peros mutter, that you're not allowed to be koveya su'uda, but stam, a little te'ima is mutter. You want to have some peros, that's mutter. V'uadin lechol pas kebeitza kederek sholodim ocha below keva mutter. Says the Mechaber, you could also have pas up to a kebeitza, or even more than kibbutz, it sounds like, as long as it's without kvius, that as long as you're not koveya, that's going to be mutter. So the Magen Avraham, Sifkat Yud Zayin, says, more than a kibbutz is a sheer kvius for sukkah, so the chor, it's a sheer kvius for everything else, and that you should not be allowed to do more than a kibbutz. Mishra Brewer and Reish Lam Beis, Sifkat Lam Dalid, Tav Shalasi Mechamesh Saminin, Gamkin Mutter, Imenu Koveya Alayu. That it all depends on what level of kvius you have. L'chora, there is no greater level of kvius than a Thanksgiving feast, which is if that's how you are nohag, if you do a real, you know, if you're not like me and you don't just order pizza or something and you actually have a real Thanksgiving meal, so My wife always thought it's just too much. You're cooking for Shabbos. You have to cook for Thanksgiving also. How much cooking can you do? But if you actually have the big feast, so lechara, that's kavius. There are chashulchan and Reish Lamed Beis writes v'nei hiter pas kebetsa mashma filu pas tzar kumtilus yadayim v'amotzi brachs hamazon. From the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like even if you're going to wash and bench and everything, but the Aruch Shulchan says it's a dvar tema. Miach richu shlo yochal yoser. What's going to stop you from eating more than a kebetsa? What's going to stop you from making it a real kavius, from eating two kebetsa, from three kebetsa? So he says it can't be. He says maybe the definition, maybe what the Beis Yosef is working with is that a suda katana means that you didn't do any preparation in advance, but a meal that you prepare for, that's called a kavius. Good, if you're magdir it that way, so then you got a problem here also, that this is also called kavius, because it's certainly something that a person would be koveya. Now in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, so Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky passings like an Orcha Shulchan Hilchos Pesach, that any bread that you need in Tzilzayim Brichsa Mazon, that's called keva, and bread that's mezonos is called keva if it's more than a kebetza. So anytime you'd have to wash, and anytime you're going to eat more than a kebetza of mezonos is going to be a problem, and you're not supposed to do that once the even within a half hour of the zman of hadlaka. So you should stop eating within a half hour of the zman of the hadlaka. Now the Rav Shmuel also pointed out though that what is the zman of the hadlaka? So we've discussed that in a different shir. There is a machlokas what the zman hadlaka is. Is it at shkia or is it sov shkia? What we call tesa kochavim. So there are many that are noheg to dafka light something like 20 minutes after shkia to try to satisfy both shitos. So those who are to try to satisfy the shita that it's still within tichul regum and ashok of shkia, and it's within a half hour of tseis. So many are noheg to light something like that about 20 minutes after shkia. So if you have such a minute to light about 20 minutes after shkia, it's mistaver that it will be usher to eat already from a half hour before shkia, which would mean 50 minutes before you light. Why? Because if you're lighting 20 minutes after shkia, it's because you're trying to satisfy the opinion that the real zman is at shkia. So you hold that there's a possibility the real zman is at shkia. So then the chatzi shah before that zman is going to be a half hour before that. But let's say your minig is to light at tseis ha-kochavim, like the sheet of the mechaber. So then it's only asr chatzi shah before tseis ha-kochavim. It's not going to be asr chatzi shah before shkia. That's just in terms of defining the zman halakha. When it comes to all of these halachos, though, it seems that the minig ha-olam is to be make with minoy shomer, when a person appoints a shomer to remind him, why is it that you're not allowed to eat and you're not allowed to have meals before doing all these mitzvahs, before bedikas chametz and before ner chanukah and before davening and before all these things? How many of us daven marav every night at a 10 o'clock marav minyan or a 10:15 marav minyan? We eat dinner before then, even though tzeis ha-kochavim nowadays is like 5:15. So we still eat. We eat a full suda before that because we rely on either the fact that we have a minyan kavua that we always go to every single night, or that there's a shomer, we set some sort of reminder in our phone, something like that. So it seems that the minig is to rely on that type of thing. Now, if a person was memana shliach to light for him in his house, so then he's allowed to eat and do malacha even when the zman hadlaka comes. Because Magen Avraham writes in Tafai and Sifkat and Dalit in the name of the Maril that whenever Pesach is chal on Shabbos and Tainus Bechorim is therefore on that Thursday, so if it's very difficult to continue to fast till after bedikas chametz, So you could have someone else do bedikah, or if you have someone, you have someone else doing the bedikah for you, so then you're allowed to eat. What do you mean? Why am I allowed to eat if I have someone else doing the bedikah for me? Because it's not incumbent on me anymore. It's not my mitzvah. I gave it. I already punted it off to somebody else. It's an interesting discussion. What about that guy? Is that guy allowed to eat? Now that it's his responsibility to be your shliach, to do your mitzvah for you, is he allowed to eat before the zman? The Pischei Tshuva has a sefer on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea called Nachlas Tzvi, where he has other discussions that don't make it into Pischei Tshuva for one reason or another. So Nachlas Tzvi in Yeridea Simrei Samach Beis, he writes that someone who's nolod lo ben, and he has a mitzvah to do mila, he's not allowed to eat on the day of the mila before he's mala's son. But if he's mana shliach to be mala's son, then he's allowed to eat. So again, similar idea, that once you're mana shliach to do it for you, then you're allowed to eat. The Taz pretty much says this way mefurish. The Taz in Tafrei Shayin Zayin, Sifkat and Beis says in Hilchas Chanukah, mi sheyesh lo dira bi'ir, v'holich pamachas chutz l'beiso. A guy has a home in the city, and he goes once outside of his house, v'so it eats al chaver, and he eats by his friend. pshita shelo yaniach beis of yadik bebayis ha'ochel shem pamachas. Certainly, his makom adaka is his house, not the place where he just goes for one meal. So you know, you're invited to a Hanukkah party. A lot of times, people have the practice; they go to a Hanukkah party, they light neros at the Hanukkah party. That is wrong. You certainly don't do that. Says the Taz, pshita that you don't do that. El tzarich lelech lebeis of yadik shem. You have to go back to your house and light there. Vim achsu taivas ha'achila ve'ino rotsa lozes misham achshav. But if you're hungry, just make sure someone lights for you at home. Do you have to know the exact moment that they light and make sure that you don't eat a moment before the... No! Taz doesn't say anything about that. As long as you passed on the responsibility to somebody else to light for you at home, so it sounds very much from the Taz, then you're allowed to eat, so you're allowed to eat wherever you are. So if you have somebody else at home and you don't have to rely on any reminders and setting alarms or anything like that, so that's certainly best. Then you'll actually have the mitzvah being done for you, and then you're allowed to eat. But if a person doesn't have that ability, so then the chora setting an alarm would suffice. That at least seems to be the minhag. That seems to be the minhag with regard to every other thing that we do, to all the other mitzvahs that we're not allowed to eat before. Rav Shmuel also has a discussion, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, if someone is traveling and he's on his way home to light Ner Chanukah, so he says, you're allowed to eat within the half hour before the Zman, but once the Zman comes, you shouldn't eat. Where does this come from? That if you're on the way home, you're allowed to eat, you're trying to get home to light Ner Chanukah, and it's within the half hour of the Zman, he says, you can eat in the car, you can eat your dinner or your late lunch, whatever, as you're getting home. Where would he get such a thing? So the Mechaber in Hilchos Lulav in Tafresh Nun Beis Sif Beis says that it's also lechel kodem sheitlenu. You're not allowed to eat before your note of the lulav. The Magen Avraham over there in Sif Kandalit says someone who's baba derech and he's hoping to come home to eat the lulav. So you have to wait. You're not allowed to eat. Says the Eliyahu Rabba that if you're going to do the mitzvah of lulav, so then you're allowed to eat. Why? Because the whole reason that it's also needed is shami yamashaych, where you might get caught up in your eating and you're going to forget about the mitzvah. But at the moment that you're mechazer achrav, at the moment that you're trying to go do the mitzvah, you're not going to be choshe shami yamashaych. Where does that come from? Psachim daf yod aleph. The Gemara says, "Who atzma machzer achrav lesarfo v'yavala ochlo." Why, you think when a person is going to move the chametz to take it outside to burn it, that he's going to come to eat it at that time? When you're going to burn it, there's no chashash you're going to come to eat it. So maybe you could say such a similar svar over here. When you're on your way, you're going to do the mitzvah. You're worried that you're going to get caught up and not do the mitzvah. There's a lot of room to be mechalik between those two cases. Rav Shmuel says, at least for the half hour before, maybe we could be mekel. Let's say a person is tarud and he's not going to be able to light Ner Chanukah bizmana. So the halach is b'diavad, you collide already a plaga mincha. So is he not allowed to eat a half hour before plaga mincha also? So l'chora that he is allowed to eat before plaga mincha, because plaga mincha is simply not the zman of Ner Chanukah. We have such, this applies elsewhere also. For instance, the Shulchan Aruch and Tav Pei Tes, the Rama writes that once the zman of Sfiras Omer comes, you're not allowed to eat until you do Sfiras HaOmer. And the Mishabur over there says, what does it mean, the Zman of Sfiras HaOmer? Tseis HaKuchavim. Says the Shaar HaTzion, well, wait a second, you could already be Yotzi Sfiras HaOmer in Bein HaShemashos. So shouldn't the Yisrael begin all the way back then by Bein HaShemashos? So he says, no, we're Yotzi because of Sfeikat the Rabbanan during Bein HaShemashos. But the Yisrael doesn't begin from then. The Yisrael of Chatzi Shah begins half hour before the Iker Zman. The Yisrael of eating begins before the Iker Zman, not before a B'diavad Zman that theoretically you could technically be Yotze in. So even if a person has to light very early, the Yisra Achilu L'chora doesn't extend that far back.